Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see cloudy skies with a continued chance of snow and the temperature falling to around 21 by 5 p.m. Later this afternoon, winds could gust as high as 32 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around zero, wind chill values as low as 13 below, plus 3 with a northwest wind 11 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 31 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 10, wind chill values as low as 16 below. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 1 below zero, wind chill values as low as 10 below. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 13. And in the news for today, across the country, elected officials in several states have made mask mandates illegal, saying the decision should be left to parents. Mask mandates have been dropped in many districts that reinstated them earlier in the school year as schools grappled with staff and student absences during the now receding Omicron wave of the pandemic. Still, many administrators are keeping mandates in place to prevent students and staff from having to quarantine after cases are identified in the community. New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware have announced plans to lift their mask mandates this week. In Wisconsin, schools have had a patchwork of mask policies since Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate was overturned last March. Some have required them only for younger students, some for all students, and some have no mask mandate at all. When asked on Thursday about other states relaxing their mask requirements, Evers reiterated that the decision must be made at the local level. That, according to WPR Online News, the Nearly Noon News talked to Kathy Reed from the Viroqua Area School District office this morning. And she said that the Viroqua area schools were in a mask mandate and were requiring everyone to mask until the number of community cases dropped. The policy for masks in the Viroqua schools is wearing face coverings will be required by the district if the daily new cases in Vernon County are over 25 per 100,000, according to the Vernon County COVID Act Now site. If the daily new case rate drops below 25 per 100,000 for at least 1 week, we will transition into a mask-friendly environment. Mask-friendly means that masks will be strongly recommended but not required. If we notice in-school spread, we may require masking for a period of time in order to keep students in school, even in a mask-friendly environment, end quote. This has been a controversial policy, with many parents objecting to any masks on the grounds of health freedom. There has even been an effort by some to recall District Chairperson Angie Lawrence. Similar protests and recall efforts have been occurring across Wisconsin this school year. On the flip side of that issue, in the past year, lawsuits by parents whose children attend schools where no mask mandates were required have brought suit. One such case in Minocqua based their claim on violating the 14th Amendment that ensures the right to be safe from state-created dangers while in school. The outcome of that lawsuit is pending. As the wave of Omicron variant COVID has been waning in the last few weeks, school boards across the state will undoubtedly take on further discussion and decisions to loosen restrictions on masks in the public schools. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, stated publicly early this week that the agency is still recommending that schools require masks. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.